Talking with Tim Petria, livestock economist with NDSU Extension. And Tim, if we can expand a little bit on the Tyson fire scenario. From an economy standpoint with livestock, what type of impact may that have? And I know from the Northern Plains, that might have a small impact on our movement of cattle as well. Or do you foresee any of this happening? Even.
Yeah, certainly it did at the beginning, and yeah, our cattle, you know, all got to go south into Nebraska, and so some of those Holcomb, Kansas cattle then had to come to more northern plants in Nebraska, and so that helped to fill them up, so that, you know, makes it, at least theoretically, could make it difficult for us, but, you know, we saw higher cattle fed cattle prices this last week, back up to 109, 110, and so that means packers are aggressive, and certainly the, you know, the cutout value, the box beef was quite a bit higher all through July, was another reason why we had aggressive marketing, because packers were really after cattle, and that's the case now, and so, you know, it was so far through yesterday, slaughter was off just only about 1,000 head, and I suspect that those plants are going to do more Saturday work than they have, because making up for the Tyson thing, fire thing. So, you know, I'm pleasantly surprised at how many cattle we're still able to kill when you take a 6,000 head a day plant out, you know, we're seeing some. We saw improvement in fed cattle, and it seems like we're moving fed cattle, and but we certainly need to keep doing that.
As we wrap up our conversation, Tim, anything else we need to be paying attention to in the cattle markets?
Well, I know the livestock producers are really frustrated with the volatility, and they're hoping something comes along to cause that to go away, but that is not going to go away. We are going to continue to see volatility. And, you know, in North Dakota, we're really interested in what's the calf market going to be this fall, and that we still have to sort that out. The main thing that we're going to have to watch there, of course, is corn and then feeder cattle. Corn, that market has just been wild, too, and you know, the report came out and of more corn than the trade was expecting, and so corn goes down 50 cents. But easily, as we start getting more and more information now, what the corn harvest is going to be, and, you know, we're going to see lots of volatility. So just hang on. It's going to be a roller coaster ride all the way through fall, and to hope for less volatility is not going to happen. We're just going to be extremely volatile, and I know it's frustrating, but we're going to have to live with it.